Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon podcast. Today we are talking again about these wind turbines that are going into the ocean. I know we've been talking about what this means from an aesthetic point viewpoint and what this means for the whales. And I think that for all of you out here who listen regularly, one of the reasons we got really interested in this on the Tudor Dixon podcast is because we're seeing lawmakers in Michigan say they are changing local control in our state. And so these wind turbines will be able to go anywhere the government wants. So anywhere the capital decides, hey, we want to put this on the farm next door, or we want to put these windmills in Lake Michigan, or we want to put a solar farm on the farm next to where we're getting our food. That can happen and your local community can do nothing about it. Well, some of the local folks came to us and said, we don't even really know what this means. And so as we started digging into this, it's like, well, these solar farms, they may not even be completely without leaching of chemicals into the ground. And, you know, you've got snow, you've got rain, you've got all of this stuff, sun hitting and heating these rare earth minerals up, and all of the chemicals that go into making these solar panels are dangerous. Well, then we said, well, what's going on with these wind turbines? So we decided we would do some research in it. And it's funny, when you start to do research, you get connected to some pretty awesome people that know a heck of a lot more than you can find out in the short period of time. And so we were introduced to Megan Lapp. She is the fisheries liaison for Seafreeze. It's a Rhode Island-based commercial fishing company that owns and operates 5 federally permitted commercial fishing vessels and 2 shoreside facilities. And when we were told, you know, Megan knows a lot about this, I found that is really interesting, because I'm like, man, it goes beyond what is happening to the marine life, what is happening to the bats and the eagles on land. This could actually affect our food supply. So Megan, thank you so much for agreeing to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you, we were just talking before this, you said you've now learned more about energy production than you ever thought you would. Tell us a little bit, though, first about why you started to talk about this from the fishing, commercial fishing standpoint, because it really does affect fishing, correct?
It does. It's going to affect fishing in multiple ways, very, very scary ways. So on the East Coast right now, there is a conglomerate lease area that's the biggest lease area in the world south of Rhode Island. It's south of Rhode Island in Massachusetts. It's larger than the state of Rhode Island itself. It's 1,400 square miles. They want to put a wind turbine that's, you know, between 850 and over 1,000 feet high, every 1 mile apart in every direction. The blades on these are longer than a football field. They're much, much bigger than the ones that are on land. And this is only one conglomerate lease area. Right now, there's over 2 million acres of the East Coast leased. There's more leasing that's occurring.
How much did you just say?
It's like 2.3 million acres right now that's already leased. A lot of it is approved. There's more getting leased, more areas that are being identified for lease. Then you have states like the state of New York saying, well, we want to look at putting more leases in a giant area that's like from the coast of New Jersey to off the coast of Cape Cod, all the way out to the EEZ line, you know, massive, massive areas. And so basically for commercial fishing, so I represent, like you said, a commercial fishing company. I've been dealing with the offshore wind for this company for about 10 years now. For us, one of the major issues is commercial fishing. Like, we're like the seventh most regulated industry in the nation. Mm. Okay. We are more regulated than oil and gas extraction, more regulated than pharmaceutical manufacturing. We have a tremendous amount of regulations, and a lot of those are spatial. So depending, and they all interact, each species of fish has its own fisheries management plan with like a whole plethora of regs that are around that fish. So when you have permits for multiple types of fish, you just, the ocean is not a big place for us. It's a very small place, even though it looks big to most people. So as the wind farms and the wind leases began to get sited, they were all over our commercial fishing grounds, and there was no deconfliction up front, right? And so my vessels are trawl vessels, which means that they send out quarter mile or more, up to a half mile sometimes, of wire. And there's a net at the end of that. And that net herds fish into the net. And that's how we catch our product. So you can't tow that in a wind farm. And so at the base of each
because
turbine,
you can't get through, or because legally you can't, like when you say you can't, why?
So operationally, it's extremely, extremely dangerous. There's scour protection at the base of each turbine, acres of rocks that they put down to protect it from the tide moving the sand around it. You know, like when you stand at the edge of the water and like the waves go in and out, it like digs a hole behind your foot.
Yeah.
That's what happens to a turbine.
So just like our piers have big rocks built around the pier.
Yes.
This is what
goes around the bottoms of the turbines. And so that will destroy net. As well as all the cables that are between them. There's cables, plus they have armoring over some of the cables. And so, you know, our gear, if it gets caught on something and there's a heavy tide or there's any kind of, you know, wind or whatever, things happen very fast in that situation. And you could, in worst case scenario, capsize the boat. So if you look to Europe where they have these things, you know, I have, you know, documents from wind developers saying, trawl vessels should steer clear of cables, even if they're buried, because they may become unburied, and steer clear of the infrastructure, because if a trawler snags on a subsea cable or infrastructure, it can cause, quote, serious risk of loss of life. So that means this is not safe. Nobody's going to be able to navigate it. Also, you don't tow for fish. You don't trawl for fish or try to herd them in straight lines. You're going across contours of the ocean floor and things like that, that, you know, it's not economically viable to do this in a wind farm. And it's also not safe.
How much does this affect our supply of fish?
It's going to affect it tremendously. If all of this stuff goes in the way that they are planning it now, and as they're planning it in the future, like you look at, if they're successful, if the federal government, the current federal government and the states that are pushing this are successful in what they want, I don't think you're going to see a commercial fishing industry on the East Coast in like 20 years. We're the oldest industry in America, and we are now looking at complete annihilation from our federal government, who is the only reason that these wind farms are financially viable is because they get a 30% investable tax credit up front. So if your wind farm costs $3 billion to build, because these are all in the B's, right? These are billions of dollars to build these things. 30% of that you get as an investable tax credit from the United States government. And that's the only reason that they do this. So the companies that are receiving these in certain cases are companies, offshore wind companies that are owned by foreign governments. Okay. Not just foreign companies, foreign governments.
Lovely.
So you have Ørsted, which is majority owned by the Danish government. So they're going to get investable tax credits to put Americans out of business. And then you have Equinor, which is like 67% owned by the Norwegian government. Again, getting these tax credits to put Americans out of business in our own country. So the other thing that makes it not feasible for us to go in there is like our boats work in all kinds of weather. We work 365 days a year in all kinds of weather. You know, the Northeast is not exactly a hospitable climate. The North Atlantic is not a hospitable climate, right? And when you are, you know, operating or transiting in the fog, in the dark, in inclement weather, in blizzards, in like you name it, you need radar that works because radar is your eyes. Wind farms interfere with radar, all types of radar, but including marine radar. So going, even transiting through a wind farm is not going to be safe.
Now, what about airplanes? I mean, how do you even, if you have radar issues, aren't you talking, I mean, this is affecting the marine life. This has to be affecting ships and airplanes.
Oh, absolutely. It affects, so air terminal radar is impacted. If there's a giant wind farm that is sighted on the entryway to JFK Airport, just saying, if a plane goes over it, okay, let's pretend 9/11 scenario, right? If the plane's transponder is turned off and the plane flies over the wind farm, you lose it. So if there was like a hijacking of a plane and they turned the plane's transponder off and that plane went over a wind farm, you lose it on air traffic control radar, surveillance radar. We have long-range air surveillance radars on the East Coast and around the perimeter of the nation called ARSR-4 radars. I have a letter that was a response to a congressional inquiry that says from the Undersecretary of Defense saying, yeah, there's a problem, but we haven't fixed it. So there's no solution to this. Okay.
So we have foreign countries purchasing space on our border, which is our ocean, that then affects radar to the point where you could have enemy planes coming across and have no idea.
Correct. And the country Japan has actually been currently, they've been shutting down certain offshore wind leases off Japan because it interferes with their air defense radar and it's a problem. And the UK, which has wind farms, has had a problem with this for many years. And back in the day in like, I want to say 2009, 2012, somewhere around in there, they thought that they had a solution. They thought that they had like some magical radar that was going to solve the problem. So based on like modeling. So what they said was, okay, if you are a wind developer and you're going to build a wind farm and it's going to be in the line of sight of one of our air defense radars, you have to install one of these magical radars there so that, you know, the effects are mitigated. So they go ahead and they build a wind farm in 2018. After it's built, the UK Ministry of Defense comes back and goes, yeah, that didn't work. There's problems. But it was too late. Like the wind farm's in. Too bad. Whoopsie. So now the UK Ministry of Defense, yes, the UK Ministry of Defense has now, they're giving prize money. We're going to give prize money to whoever can solve the problem. So like they have grants now and they have like their, you know, windmill, like radar interference, like blah, 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 that they're trying to solve the problem, but they still have no problems or no solutions. And they have the windmills in. So here,
it's like having a seventh grade science fair for national security.
Correct. Yes. And so here in the United States, this is like not a secret, but most people have not known about this. And I've read a lot of documents about this over the years. And we have a wind turbine radar interference mitigation working group, the WTRIM. This is FAA, DOD, DOE, NOAA, who else? I think DHS is like an observer on this. Anyways, they've had an MOU in place to fix the problem by 2025. Since like 2016 or something, or 2014, something like that. Okay. For 10 years, they've done nothing. They don't have a solution, but steel's going in the water right now. Like they're pile driving off of Rhode Island right now. Okay. So this is all a big problem. I have raised the marine radar interference issue to the Coast Guard literally for years, years and years and years. And I asked them, I said, look, you guys did a modeling study back in like 2006 for a project called Cape Wind that was supposed to be off of Cape Cod that never materialized, but they had modeled radar interference. And I said, well, can you do that for this giant 1400 square mile area? Because it's more turbines, but they're also bigger and the size makes a difference. So can you do a modeling study so we can look and see what this looks like and then like have a discussion like adults? They said, no, they had multiple times where I submitted official comments to the government docket, and their response was, we are unaware of any studies that confirm or deny the presence of radar interference because of wind turbines. And I was like, you did a modeling study. Like, you can't even say that. You guys did it, right? So this is total denial. So eventually...
But is this because there's so much money in this industry that they just shut up about it?
It's because there is so much political pressure in Washington. And I will say, in 2018, I went to Coast Guard headquarters. I went to Washington, D.C., and I went to Coast Guard headquarters, and I spoke with the chief of the Office of Navigation Systems. And I started throwing radar studies down on the desk, and I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, who's in charge? And the captain's eyes about popped out of her head, and she said, I had no idea about this. And she said, oh, they're only going to be 240 feet high. I was like, no, they're going to be 800 plus feet high. Now they're actually higher than the Chrysler Building.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
I mean, this is giving me chills because we are hearing, I just want to kind of package this all together, because as we are seeing all of these celebrities and the Bill Gates of the world telling us, you know, we're not going to have cattle farms anymore. We're not going to have dairy farms anymore. We're going to start eating bugs. Our other, I think people have always kind of felt like, oh, we'll have that Mediterranean diet because we'll be able to still get fish and squid. That's not, we're suddenly, I mean, not only is our national security at risk, but your national security is, there's nothing more risky than not being able to feed the people of your country, which China can tell you right now because they're already experiencing this problem. So now we are creating this problem in a country that has vast amounts of land to grow crops, vast amount of land to have dairy and cattle farms, and vast amount of ocean that we are by choice destroying for an industry that doesn't actually replace the energy that it says.
Right, right. And so, and I'll get to the fish in a minute because that point, Tudor, is so huge. But I'll say this, after I left the Coast Guard headquarters, I was with a couple other people. We said, so what should our next steps be? And they said, we literally don't know what to tell you. This is literally the first we've heard of this. And I'm like, why is it my job to tell you what's happening? Like, your job is actually like maritime security. What is going on? So now fast forward. In 2022, the National Academy of Sciences did a study on marine radar interference as a result of wind turbines. They used every study I had submitted to the Coast Guard. Every single thing I ever said to the Coast Guard was confirmed. And they quoted me in part of their report. But there's still no solution, okay? But we have steel going in the water. So that's kind of that world and why we can't fish in there. The second part, as you mentioned, is the ecological devastation. You don't take 1,400 square miles of pristine food-producing ocean bottom and turn it into an industrial power plant. And part of the issue here, so there's multiple issues, okay? You're changing the ocean floor, right? It was all sand.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's this footprint of thousands of turbines and wires and rocks and all kinds of stuff, right? These structures emit low-frequency sound. A lot of fish species either communicate with low-frequency sound, so it's going to mask them. Whales also. But also the low frequency sound for squid, which is something that my company, you know, targets and harvests, is low frequency sound has been shown to cause lesions in the ear cavities of squid, basically kill them. So that is going to be emanating from these structures that are the size of the Chrysler Building for 30 years as they're on. And they're also going to be emitting electromagnetic frequencies. And electromagnetic fields. And the magnetic fields, from what I understand, can never be kind of dampened by burying the cables. And fish use the Earth's magnetic field to migrate.
Okay. Mm.
So when you start creating cables, thousands of miles of high voltage cables that are emitting magnetic frequencies all over the Atlantic Ocean, that is going to have a major, major impact. And a lot of people are like, well, we don't know what impact it's going to have. And it's like, that's a real, real problem. And I was at a wind farm compensation fund for the fishing industry meeting yesterday. And they said, well, if you take the little, you know, it's a pittance of money. If you take the money that we're giving you, you have to sign a waiver that holds us free from any environmental damage in the future.
That's okay? Crazy because they're supposed to be protecting the environment.
Right, right. And they say fund doesn't compensate for environmental damage. But if you take the money that we're going to try to give you, you can't sue us or hold us liable in the future for any environmental damage, like if your fisheries collapse. So that's a major, major problem. and what I can say is that, you know, some people are like, well, you know, you can't prove whatever. Right. And I'm like, I've looked at a lot of science. OK, I deal with fishery science a lot in my job. And, you know, there's also the one operating wind farm that we have in this country before all these new ones was the Block Island Wind Farm, right? It's right off Rhode Island. I can see the turbines from the beach. So besides the fact that a lot of the times they're broken or the rotors have stress fractures or they're fiberglassing the blades again or they're just not turning, aside from that, as soon as they turned them on and the electricity started flowing through that export cable, it killed the entire lobster fishery in the area. The lobsters don't go there anymore. The fishermen who used to fish for lobsters around the Black Island Wind Farm do not fish there anymore. I know other fishermen who set gill nets and they harvest other species. And they used to set their gill nets along the cable route because it was a traditional migratory path of the species that they were targeting. The fish won't cross the cable.
I think this is not, I mean, really, when you think about this logically, if you have your school, you don't want your school right next to the power plant. Everybody is afraid of the power plant. I think it was very key that you called these power plants because that's what they are. And when I was here in Michigan traveling around the state, we're shutting down nuclear plants. We're trying to figure out how to get more wind farms and more solar farms. And people are like, well, we could have these mini power plants go up everywhere. That's what these are. And the fact that people don't understand you're electrifying the ocean and why the dangers of the amount of voltage that is going through these lines and what if something goes wrong there? And then you have this changing what the ocean actually is just blows my mind because all of these environmental groups that have said this has to happen is supposedly to protect the environment. So if you know you are causing these problems, and I know people will say, oh, well, show me the science, but let's be honest. We know this is happening to squid. We see what's happening. The whales, I think, is the biggest shock to people because it's so visible. Having a giant whale wash ashore and having had 70 wash ashore in just a few months, I think that to people is like, oh gosh, is this really a problem? But come on, you are changing the floor of the ocean. You are running massive cables through. We know that it's getting hotter. We know that it's running vibrations through the earth. Where are all those groups that are protecting the animals?
They all got paid. You know, like I just read a press release yesterday, the Mystic Aquarium and their senior scientist and how they have an entire, you know, display for Ørsted, the Danish government owned wind company, because they're partners now in science about how wind is going to impact marine life. Right. Meanwhile, the Mystic Aquarium people are doing the whale autopsies on some of the whales that wash up in this area. So, you know, no conflict, no interest. That's how this entire thing has gone. And to your point about like food, you know, I look at it and I'm like, they're literally, what they want to do is turn the entire ocean into an industrial power plant. The footprint of which is astronomical. Like they want over 3,000 turbines for the East Coast. And like the square mileage of what you're talking there means that like there's no ocean left. Like by the time you go through every state, every East Coast state, they all are like setting these wind goals. And I, you know, today I want X amount of gigawatts and you want more. And then this state wants more. And like if you were to actually extrapolate that out into footprint of what it would take, like for how many windmills would require, you're not going to have any ocean left. And people, you know, I think, like you said, the whole whale issue has started to open up people's mind to the impact of this stuff on marine life. Like two of the permitted projects off the coast of Rhode Island, National Marine Fisheries Service actually said in consultation documents with other federal agencies, this project is expected to have population level impacts on Atlantic cod.
But see, it's out of sight, out of mind, okay, until the whales thing happens.
Until the whales thing happen. And you know what? It's funny because people have asked me about the whales thing like this, like for a long time. And I've said, look, here's the science. Okay. Because people are like, no, it's misinformation. The Department of Energy has a website that says misinformation about whales, right? So, okay, whatever. Here's what NOAA's permits say. They expect that the wind farm surveys will temporarily deafen whales. They expect that wind farm construction will permanently deafen whales. Okay. And when you start doing that in like the New York shipping lanes and then a bunch of whales wash up, kind of like, oh, a deaf whale is a dead whale. That's a phrase that has been coined for years. So I'm kind of like, but now there's no correlation. And then my favorite part is that they say, well, we don't have any information on how much sound deafens baleen whales, which are humpback whales, minke whales, fin whales, say whales, North Atlantic right whales. They're all the whales that are washing up. Most of them are humpbacks. And it's like, so, but the kind of whales that are all dying are the ones that you say you expect to be deafened, but you really don't know how much sound actually deafens them. But there's definitely no correlation, none, you know? And I'm like, that's not rational.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV Can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
First of all, this is not replacing fossil fuels. Let's be honest about this. This is not replacing it. It's not reliable. Everybody knows it's not reliable for the same reasons you just said. The wind doesn't blow. The turbines don't move. You have a lubrication problem. You've got suddenly a turbine leaking. This is not reliable energy. It's not just-in-time energy. It's energy that relies on all kinds of outside environmental factors to actually become energy. And that in and of itself is ridiculous to think that we would put our entire ocean in danger because we might get energy on a good day. But besides that, I want to point out that you've got China that is building coal-powered plant after coal-powered plant. And I mean, we literally, my seventh grader just studied this in social studies. Why is there so much pollution in China? What is the highest death rate? It's from heart disease and pulmonary disease, respiratory diseases, because of the fact that they run so much pollution through their cities. But they are running everything on coal. So they will be the only source of seafood. So suddenly, off the coast of China, where we know they are just dumping all of their crap in the ocean. They don't care. They won't sign any type of climate accord. They're like, give me a break. They give the United States and every other country the middle finger. Like, dude, we're just going to keep running. We're going to run as hard as we can. We're going to get as much energy as we can from coal. We're not going to try to do anything environmentally friendly. So now are people aware that they're going to be getting fish that have been sucking on all kinds of pollution? Give me a break.
Well, and you know, I think that this is a really important point to raise is, you know, the idea even of national food security. You know, I tell people during COVID, when nobody could get protein on their shelves, I saw lines of cars and people down here in this fishing port lined up at the lobster boat docks to buy lobsters and lined up at the fish marketplaces to buy fish because we had food. And when people couldn't get food, they came here because they know we produce food. And so I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know, 10 years ago, if somebody had said, hey, the whole world is going to go on lockdown because of this pandemic, people would have said you were out of your mind, right? So I say this all the time. What if COVID had been foodborne? What if this country had to shut all its borders to food imports? Could we feed ourselves? And if we could, how are you going to get it to everybody? Right. And just think about that, because think of what happened during COVID. Now, there were still shipments going on at that time. Food production was not shut down. We operated all through COVID because we're an essential industry. We're food production. But just imagine if it was the borders are closed to all food imports. What would this country do? And I'll tell you, I say it, you know, to every person that I know is like running for election or, you know, look, we need a food security bill in this country. We need to protect our oceans. Hmm. We need to protect our farms, especially small ones. And we need to protect all of our local food production, because if we don't, someday there's going to be something that nobody ever could have seen coming. And where are we going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. But this is okay. So why is it that we don't hear this? And I really believe that it is because, I mean, you talked about the amount of money that it costs to put one of these in, and yet how much comes from the government. I mean, Michigan, we see the same thing with electric vehicles. It's like, oh, don't buy a gas powered vehicle. You can get all of this government money to buy a vehicle that's 10 times the cost, that's not going to run in the winter. You know, give me a break. None of this makes sense. But the money is so big that nobody's willing to come out and talk about the negative effects. I mean, all of these industries, the industries that are the most powerful are the ones that are supported by government. They also support elected officials. They support people to get elected. And once they take that money, they will not work to say, this is bad, whether it's the pharmaceutical industry or the climate industry. And right now, looking at this climate industry, the thing that bothers me about this is not a solution. And I don't think there's any reason to not be honest about that. That, yeah, we'd like to have alternatives for energy. There's nobody saying, no, there can't be alternatives for energy. The problem is when the alternative actually hurts the environment more, and that is people and animals, You have got to be honest, but why can't you be honest?
Right. Well, like you said, it's because politicians are bought. Organizations are bought. And the only people speaking out what the truth is are, you know, the impacted entities. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be on this podcast because this is an opportunity for truth to get out there, you know, but like just the media in general has been just totally captured by renewable energy. You know, like there's no facts out there. You start putting facts out there, now you're a spreader of misinformation. And I think, you know, there is a lack of, you know, factual data available to people, you know, that's easy to get, you know, so they see a lot of rhetoric. And I think, like you said, though, you know, most people who can kind of just follow the money trail in a very basic way know what's going on.
Well, and I think that there's also this like kind of nostalgic feel about a windmill, like, oh, it's just using the air. It's totally safe. This is so innocent that air is somehow forcing power. And they really haven't thought about the fact that this is truly a power plant. And you are talking about high voltage power going through all these lines. I mean, we're talking 2.3 million miles. I mean, you make a great point when you say this is going to be our entire ocean will be just a source of a big power plant. And the thing is, it's crazy because it's not hydroelectric power. It's not like the movement of the waves. You are creating a new power entity out there. You are driving this into the ocean floor. This is murdering the animals out there. And it's so bizarre to me because anybody who is on the side of taking care of the environment would hear the truth about this and say, oh, whoa, wait a minute. We're not going to do that. I mean, outside of like, even if you can't get with the whole food security, national security, if you don't understand those things or that seems like a distant concern, just the idea of changing the sea life out there and killing the sea life out there. Why don't you have, where are all the people that used to go throw red paint on fur coats? Like, why aren't they out there on the edge of the ocean saying, stop this?
Right, right. And you know, what's very interesting, as I've, you know, come to know people who are fighting for the ocean in this respect, it's amazing the diversity of political backgrounds of people Yes. that I've met. I will say that as soon as you will never find a person who supported wind at one time and then found out the facts, who ever went back to supporting wind.
Hmm.
They always
That's
go,
so interesting.
And they don't support it. And so, you know, I talk with people who, you know, are from conservative backgrounds, who are from progressive backgrounds, who are from all like areas of the political spectrum, who once they found out about what the facts were, they were like, no, 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 no. And that, I think that speaks volumes because it's not a partisan issue. People will try to make it seem like it is, but it's kind of like you said, like it's common sense facts. Like once you find out what the actual facts are, people are like, no way, I can't support that. That's what
piqued my interest. And honestly, had I not run for office, I would have never explored it or understood it. Mm-hmm. Because from, like I said, from the standpoint of having farmers come to me and saying, man, these companies are coming in and they're, you know, they're going to these mom and pop farms. And, you know, these folks are retiring. They want to pass it on to their kids. They've got this big company come in and offer them more money than they would ever get to run the farm. More money than they get to run the farm for 30 years, you know? And then they sell their farm, the neighboring farm. There's so many complications that come along with this because it's not just that now that farm is covered in windmills. It changes. It's another vibration issue for the animals on the farm next door. It's killing the bats. Like I said, the eagles, you've got animals, rodents running wild in the fields. But also our farms are interconnected. And so the neighboring farm is renting, like everybody's leasing the same equipment, right? So we have these companies that come in and they come around with the equipment and everybody harvests around the same time. Suddenly you don't have that co-op anymore. Again, another disaster that is hurting our food supply. And so as I was hearing this and people are like, actually, these windmills, they're kind of a disaster for us. And then we suddenly just in the last few months see the Michigan legislature take away local controls. So now that local farmer can't even go to his community and say, hey, we can't accept this company coming in and taking over our farmland. And again, a lot of times it's a foreign company. And then you have, so people, I think it's funny because in Michigan, people are like, oh, this is just the rich people with the view of the lake who don't want these windmills there. That is not, I mean, sure, there's probably some of those people too. That is not what we're talking about. And I think that is a way of deflecting the truth here. And when we talk about, sure, when we talk about misinformation, I mean, why can't we get facts out there? But to your point, that was what led me to go, man, I really want to dig into this. And then as I started seeing this stuff with the whales, I'm like, gosh, maybe it's outside of just Michigan. Maybe it's outside of just land. Maybe these things are genuinely a problem. And having this massive power plant that sits out in a field or sits out in the ocean and it just has all this energy coursing through these lines, maybe this is not exactly the best solution. And so I just want to tell you, I appreciate what you do. And thank you for sharing these facts with us, because I just don't think there's many people telling the truth.
Yeah, no, there's not. And I appreciate the opportunity to be on. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Megan Lapp, you are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Likewise.
And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there, or you can always head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality, high quality and immersive sound, a sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.